During yesterday afternoon's Roanoke City Council meeting, Roanoke City Police officials discussed the department's operations and crime control center known as the ROC 3. The center will serve as a central hub for intelligence and will also help coordinate public safety responses and real-time decision-making. Eric Mayo is RPD's Operations and Crime Control Center Project Manager.
We travel to a lot of real-time crime centers. Some are active, some are reactive. We plan to be both. Okay, we really want to make sure we support our officers. We also want to make sure that they have situational awareness when they're responding to a scene. Our analysts right now are monitoring our dispatch. They'll hear a call go out on the radio. They're already working it up. As soon as the officer says 10-4, I'm in route. They're working the case up. They're finding out who's involved. So that officer goes better prepared, safer for the officer, and is safer for the community. He or she knows what they're getting themselves into.
Mayo says the center is home to several pieces of technology, including the city's 13 Flock license plate reading cameras, as well as Motorola Aware, which allows officers to monitor unfolding incidents by integrating hundreds of cameras from across the city and helps coordinate officer response. RPD Deputy Chief Adam Puckett says the cameras will be used for criminal investigative purposes only.
We cannot use it just because we want to see if somebody's riding down the road, who that person is, what they're doing in the area, anything like that. There has to be some type of criminal investigation with it. It could be larceny, burglary, robbery, homicide, or even a wanted person, but it has to have that nexus for us to use it.
Puckett says any misuse of the Flock cameras could result in the Roanoke City Police Department getting hit with a Class 1 misdemeanor. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.